Okay, so we're in Daf Memchet today. I'm going to begin on Mem Zayin Beis 47b. I have to break very little. There's a lot of Daf to cover. I'll do the best I can. Two lines from the bottom on Mem Zayin Beis 47b, page 94. It says, Yochanan Kregol, have your holy at a monastery of Rechulei. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah to, to make a declaration. After it's really the fourth year and the seventh year that you've made distribution of all the monastery. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he terminated that. So the Gemara says, my time, why did he terminate it? Because the people weren't giving masrod in the way that the Torah had ordained. How so? The Torah says you should give masrod rishon to levim. And so there's a takana from Ezra. If you remember, levim didn't want to make aliyah in the time of Ezra. So Ezra penalized Levim that they're not going to get Master Rishon anymore, and he should give the Master Rishon to the Kohanim. And there's two views in the Gemara. Either it means that that indeed the Torah only says Master Rishon can be given Levim, and Ezra terminated that. I think it's using the topic. I think the idea of Hefker Bezden Hefker. Or in Akinami, the Master Rishon could also be given to the Kohanim because Kohanim are also Levim. But Ezra said that I don't want to give it to plain Levim, just give it to Kohanim. But either way, they weren't giving it to Levim anymore. He says, so they couldn't say, I've given it to Levi, because they didn't give it to Levi. That's part of the, declaration they have to make. So in the top line, Sediment Aleph, below the Ashar Maasrod, why couldn't they make the confession of the other Maasrod? They've given, the Maasar Ani and the Maasar Shani. So Amar Reish Lakish, Kovayi Chaim Vada Al Maaser Rishon, Shuvim Vada Al Shar Maasrod. So Reish Lakish says it's a group deal. If you don't do Maaser Rishon, you can't do anything. My Taima, he says, Amar Abayi Ho Patacho Kip Tzila. Because the Torah, in the third one line on top of the Rashi, the third line from the top in the Rashi. Well, we got to go outside? Okay, they tell me I got to leave because the firemen are here. I got to get out. I apologize. So, all right. I let me just terminate this. Okay. So I'm going back to the daf today. So we're on Memchet. So I'm getting on again where we left off on Simon Bays, and we have to do this quickly. We have very little time, but we have light. That's what we've got. Okay. So two lines from the bottom on Simon Bays. So the Mars. As Yochanan Kohen Gadol havir hodayat ha'maaser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he terminated the vidui maaser, that they would, make a confession, a declaration that they had distributed their maaser, and he got rid of it. So my tama, why did he terminate that? I'm Rabbi Yosef Ruchanim l'fishay notnim oto k'tikmano, because nobody was giving the maaser the way the Torah had ordained to give it. He says, Rachman amar diabi l'viyim. Torah says you have to give maaser rishon to the l'viyim, but on k'niyavim l'konim. We give it to the konim. I mean, Ezra, when he came back to Eretz Israel, so Levi wanted to make Aliyah with him. So he said they're not going to get the Master Rishon anymore. So according to the Gemara, one opinion of the Gemara is on a Torah level, you can give Master Rishon to the Kohanim. And he said, or Levim, but he said no more to Levim, only to Kohanim. Or it could be that in Hakanami Torah says give it to Levim, and he said we're going to give it to the Kohanim anymore. But either way, we're not giving it to Levim. So he can't say I've given it to Levi, so he got rid of it. So below the Ashar Maasrod, so why can't he make the confession about the other Maasrod? I gave Maaser Ani, I gave Maaser Shin, the whole Ozach. So Amar Reish Lakish, Kovayachain Mitvadal, Maaser Rishon, Shuvim Mitvadal, Ashar Maasrod. So Reish Lakish says that any household that doesn't make a confession about Maaser Rishon can't do the other Maasrod. And Rashi says that, and my Taima, Amar Abaye, Hoil Patachok Tzachila. Abaye says, if you look on the third white line in Rashi, it says "Venachta Levi." The Torah first says, "Give it to Levi, then to everybody else." So if you're not giving it to Levim, so we're not making the Afrush. So it sounds like from the implication, the explanation we just gave right now, that the people were being Mafrish Maaser Rishon, but they just didn't give it to Levi. That's the way it sounds like. Now we're going to read a braisa where it sounds like they weren't being mafrish maasrod. He says, Vahatanya, Afu, this is talking about Yochanan Kohen Gadol, same person, Afu bitel at a bidui. He was mabak to the bidui, like we just said. He says, Vigazar, Ah, Demai. And he made a gzeira concerning Demai that everybody has to take a masrot from the Demai. Lefi shalach b'chol gvul Yisrael. He sent the messengers about through all the borders of the Jewish state. Rashi mafrishin el truma gedola bilvad. He saw that people are only separating truma gedola, which is the truma, the 150th, 140th, 160th. Umaser rishon umaser sheni. And as far as umaser rishon umaser sheni is concerned, misan maser and misan ei maser. Some people yes, some people no. But everybody the truma gedola. So Amar Lahem, so he, Yochanan Kungol, said to the people, Banai, Bobo Amar Lahem, Yishem Shetrum Gedola, Yeshbahen Avon Mita, just like Trum Gedola has the penalty of death if you eat it and you didn't separate it, he says, Kach Trum and Maiser Betevel, so Yeshbahen Avon Mita. So too, there's Avon Mita if you don't separate the other things as well. So Amar Behitkim Lahem, Alokeh Peirom, Yama Aretz, so he established, he made an enactment that if a person takes the produce from an Ama Aretz, the Ama Aretz weren't being Mafrish the Masrot, were proportional and weren't. Mafrish Mehen Masrishon Masr Shani, they have to separate, the buyer has to separate Masrishon Masr Shani. Masrishon Mefrish Mehen Atrum and Maser, and then from Masrishon, they'll take 10% from there and give it to the Kohenim as Trum and Maser. But don't know the Kohen. Masr Shani, Olav Ochlo B'Yerushalayim. And Masr Shani, you go eat in Yerushalayim. So, as far as Master Rishon or Master Ani, and then as far as Master Ani, that they were Master, in other words, Master don't give the Levi. In other words, there's no Easter against a non-Levi eating Master Rishon, but you have to separate the Master Rishon and the Master Ani. So there, we're going to say, what's the Mechabar L'Raya? If you claim that it's, you know, that you have a right to it, you'll come and you'll tell it. It's okay to go back in.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we got the okay to go back in. Okay, so I'm going to put this on pause, I hope, and we'll see where we go. Okay, just 1 second. Let me see if there's the pause button here. Okay, pause. Okay, so again, so we're on Memchat. Yeah. So anyway, so the question is, the earlier statement seems to indicate that everybody was Mafrish the Maaser Rishon. They were just only giving it to the Kohanim. And the second statement seems to say that the people who weren't being Mafrish, the Maaser Rishon. So, let's take a look. He says, so we said, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani, Motzi Mechaber Labaraya, means if I separate Maaser Rishon, and it's not certain that I have to give it to a Levi or to a Kohen or whatever, so then you have to prove that you're entitled to it. In the meantime, I can eat the Maaser Rishon. And the same thing with the Maaser Ani. So the Gemara says, Tarti Tikein. So the Gemara says, Yochanan Kongidol made two Tekanon, two enactments. Vitel Vidui de Chaveirim, the first Chaveirim of the from people, he was Mavakel the Vidui, the confession from the Chaveirim. In other words, these are the people who wore Mafrish Maaser Rishon, whether you give it to the Kohen. He says, I don't want you to make a Vidui Maaser anymore. He says, Begazar al Demai, Shalom Nehar. In addition to which, he made a set of Kentakana that if you buy Demai, you buy the Tua from the Ama Aretz. So all the Ama Aretz were Mafrish Truma, but some of them weren't Mafrish Maaser. That was the second Takana. Okay. Ba'afu b'til and hama'orim. We said in the Mishnah that he was also mabatel the ma'orim. So my ma'orim, what does ma'orim mean? So amar rachva b'chol yom v'yom he omdim levim al duchan. That every day in the Beis Hamikdash, levim would be standing on the platform, and among other things, they would sing the following pasuk. He says, "Va'omrim ur lama tishan Hashem." Like, wake up, why do you asleep, Hashem? So Amar Lahan, so he, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, said to Levim, B'chi yesheinu l'fnei makom. He says, is Ribbono Shel Olam asleep? Another pasuk that we're all familiar with says, God doesn't sleep or slumber. Elub is much so shrun b'tzar, but they call him b'nachat v'shalva, l'chach demar ur lama tishan Hashem. Meaning the pasuk ur lama tishan Hashem is addressed for a time of Hester Panim from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When the Beis Hamikdash is standing, he didn't feel it was an appropriate pasuk to say. Then we're in relatively good shape. We have the Beis Hamikdash. That pasuk is you don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Now, another thing that he did, and I'll pause in a few seconds. Another thing we learned from the Mishnah yesterday was that he was Mavakel Ma'orim and the Nokfim. So what are the Nokfim? He had a Nokfim, my Nokfim. I'm Rabbi Yomar Shmuel. Rabbi Yomar's name is Shmuel says, Shumas Sartlan. Eagle Ben Karnav, that they would cut the calf, and it was calves that are brought for Korbanot. In the Beis Hamikdash, they would cut them between their horns. So the blood would trickle down and go into the eyes of the calf, and it would be easier to check the animal. The animal would be like disoriented and then weaker, and then he could handle it. So he was mabatil that practice because he said it looks like a mum. In other words, not actually a mum, but it looks a little bit like a mum, so let's stay away from it. About Nikatan and the Brisa, we learn a different hesber. So he's learning the first shot is no fin means to cut. So no cape. And Rashi quotes the pasuk. It says, three lines to the bottom of the right hand column, he'll cut the thicket, the forest thicket. He said that's a haftorah. So he says here, about need two lines from the word above where it gets wide, but the Brisa we learn, I assume it's the konim would be beating the animals with sticks. He says, so I assume this is also done to get the animal. Rashi says, to get him down on the ground. Rashi says that in the Purush, two lines. He says, Amar lahem, how long are you going to offer nevelot on the altar? So nevelot hashachet, what do you mean nevelot? They're shechting the animal, el trefot. In other words, you're going to create a trefum, that the membrane, one of the trefos is if the membrane of the brain is pierced, it's a trefum. So you're beating this animal, you could be causing it to be a trefum. So instead, he said, we're going to do a different method. He had these rings, you've seen diagrams we had in the past. There are rings on the near the mizbeach on the floor, and then the animal is restrained in the ring, and then it's easier to check the animal. Let me just get to the Mishnah, and then I'll pause. The second white line, then the Mishnah, this was on the top line on the Nemzayin Bay, said up till his day, there was a hammer that was heard in Yerushalayim. And if you look at the top Rashi on the Nemzayin Bay, page 94, the top Rashi, he says, Ad Yamav Haya Patish Makeb Yerushalayim, Veda Napachim, Bechol Shomoid, in the Smiths, wherever the Smith works, he says, on Chol Moed, Lasso Melechet Dabar Ha'aved, they were doing Melechet Dabar Ha'aved, that's permissible on Kol Moed. Even with Davar Aved, they should call on Nishmal Merachok. You hear the sound at a great distance. Not everybody knows Melechet Davar Aved. So people are thinking that they're doing Avona Kol Moed. Back in the Gemara, he says on the second white line on Nemchenamad Al, Ad Yamav Yapadish Matushlan, the Kol Shomoed. So this we explained away in Rashi. Then Koyamav Lo Yadam Srit the Tholot Bai. During his lifetime, nobody had to ask their question, their friend, did you take the mass road from Damai to the Amran? Like, again, so it means like this, that before, let's say the Chaverim would always take the mass road from Damai, and most people didn't take the mass road from Damai. Damai is buying the tefillah from the Amaretz. And he said, everybody has to take mass road from Damai. Everybody's going to make it, take it. So nobody's asking, because before I had to ask. If you look at Rashi, the second white line on the left-hand column, every purchaser has to be mafresh. I don't have to ask you where you mafresh tonight. Everybody has to be mafresh from Dubai. Okay, let me pause for a minute or two and take some questions, comments, or thoughts. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody happy in the Zoom world? Okay, Yosef's got some questions. Let's hear Yosef. Yeah, it means like this. It's not, again, we don't know whether they took Masrod or not. In other words, I purchased this Damai. I purchased from an Amma Aretz. So maybe Masrod was taken, maybe Masrod wasn't taken. So mostly Amma Aretz did take Masrod, but there was a Mutim, so there was a significant minority that did not take it. So in a Din Torah, I'm not required to do it at all. But the Chamim said, I have to do it. That's his Takana, that everybody's got to take the Masrod. Because it's, and so Mamela. No, right, from Torah, on Torah level, I don't know how to take it, but he said, I want everybody to take it. So now I've been mafresh it. So what's the status of that Master Rishon and Master Ani? So let's say the Ani shows up. Give me my Master Ani. I say, you know what? Prove to me that Master wasn't taken, and I'll give it to you. Otherwise, it's your burden of proof, not my burden of proof. I don't have to prove that it was taken. You prove that it wasn't taken. Otherwise, I'm eating it. Okay. Wait. The truma, they were all taking. The truma was not a problem. They were all taking the truma. The only thing is Trumas Maaser they weren't taking. That they're going to give. Okay. All right. Now, any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, I'm going to move forward. Okay. So now we're at the fourth wide line on the Tenement Aleph. Okay. So Manitin, Yishabat La Sanhedrin, Batel Hashir, Bina Mishta'ot. When the Sanhedrin was Batel, the question, what does it mean the Sanhedrin was Batel? So Umshat means 40 years before the record base of Mikdash, the Sanhedrin left Lishkar Gazit, and then they weren't doing Dina Nefashot anymore. So when the Sanhedrin stopped, with its full powers, and there was this full power of Sanhedrin ceased once they lived Lishkar Gazit. Yeah, can you close the door when you leave? Can you close the door? Thank you. So he says, so Mishabat the Sanhedrin, Batel Hashirim Bina Mishta'ot. So they ceased, means they made a rule that you can't sing anymore in a place where you drink wine. There was no singing at parties, even if it's a cappella, no singing. He says, Shenemar, the Shiloh is too Yayin Vigomer. So he quotes Pasuk in Yeshayah, like at their songs, they won't drink wine anymore. Now there's a question of how do we sing anymore. So one shot they put in the article was that the singing is only prohibitive, it's like single friendship, but if you sing like something, a song that's praised to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's permissible. When the Nevi'im Rishonim died, the Urim V'Tumim ceased. So the Gemara is going to explain it means at the end of Bayit Rishon. When the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, the Shamir was like this worm or whatever that they used to cut the stones. And some want to say it means the second Beis Mikdash. The Nofet Sukim, the Gemara is going to have to shot them, but it means like either some very nice honey or something like that. Upasku on Shemana, and the people, like very faithful people, ceased. Israel. Hashem save us because we don't have any more pious people amongst us. Rabbi Shmuel Yomer, Yid Rabbi Yeshua. Shlomo says that Rabbi Yeshua, who was and one, he says the word Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is on the side. Two we know is a Tana. He lived during the time of the Korban Beis Mikdash. He says the Miyom Shkor Rabbi Mikdash in Yom Sheibo Klala. From the time the Beis Mikdash destroyed, there's no that it doesn't have a curse. Lo Yirada Tala Bracha. The dew doesn't come for bracha anymore. The Nital Tama Peirot and the taste of fruit has been removed from Rabbi Yosef Meir Afkital Shumana Perot, like the richness of the Perot is removed. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Meir Atara Naflada Tam means the fact that we eat our food not in a state of Tara has removed the taste. Be it Harea, and also the aroma. Hamasrod Nafluich Shuman Hadagan, the fact that we're not observing Masrod anymore takes away the richness of the grains. But Chachamim Omrim. Come say that, sexual immorality and kishuf, that did away with everything. Anyway, the point is everything went down. And when it goes down Ruchni, it goes down and also in the Kashmi. That's correct. Okay, now, so the Gemara says, and there's a question about Shamir, but there's an opinion that says it's like the same basically. Okay, so the Gemara says, so how do we know that Pasuk is talking about? In other words, the Pasuk just said, Bashir leaves to Yayin. You're not going to drink wine with a song anymore. How do you know that Pasuk is referring to a time when the Sanhedrin is not able to, exercise its force? He says, Amar Avuna B'Rez Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Kra. So he refers to another Pasuk in Eicha, Zekenim Nishar Shabbatu. The Zekenim have ceased from the gates. Zekenim, we think, is an allusion to the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin. Nishar is always the Bezdin. They ceased being in the gate. He says, Bacharim and Yinatam, and the young men from their singing. So that glimpses it. So Amarab, Uddin Shama Zimra Teakir. Rav says, the ear that hears song should be like cut off. He says, Amarab, Zimra Beveta, Korva Vasifa. If there's singing in a household, there's like destruction at the threshold. Shnemar, Kol Yishawer Bachalon, Korev Basaf. If there's songing, the song through the window, there's Korev Basaf, the destruction. At the entranceway, ki arza eva, and we'll see what arza eva means. He says, "My ki arza eva." What does it mean ki arza eva? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, the chibaidim suva parazim yirhu. So the Gemara takes it. It's like a city that's destroyed, like the city with cedars. Like in other words, like the house will be destroyed, like the cedar, the house will be destroyed like a city. That's what we think it means. So is that true? This is v'chibayit habasuba barazim. Is a house that's like surrounded by cedar? Is that like is easy? It's just as difficult to destroy as a city. Ela afilu bayit habasuba barazim means no. That even a house that
that's been like used like with cedar, was covered with cedar, winter away, it gets destroyed. So Amar Rav Ashi, Shpani Na, Tmid Churba Sifa Mitchel. So Rashi says, we here see that when the destruction begins, it begins from the entrance to the house. Shnemar Churba Saf, it says destruction of the entranceway. Yibay Neima Mehacha, Ushia Yukachar. So it mentions this Pasuk is near the other Pasuk. So it says, Bashir Shtu Yayin, the stone will drink wine. And then it says, I think earlier, Ushia Yukachar, like desolate will the gate be stricken down. So Amamar Barabash, Didi Chazilei, Umanada Kitura. He says, I saw it, and it means like there are like demons that'll come and involve the destruction. He says, I saw it, and the demon looks like an ox. He says, Amar Rav Huna, Zimra Dinagde, Rav Huna says, this is probably an exception, the song of the people who pull the boats. They would have these boats in shallow water, and they'd have ropes, and people would pull it on the dry land. So Zimra Dinagde, so the song of the oarsmen, or the people pulling the boats, he says, Utabakare, or the plowsmen, in other words, that people would sing to get the oxen going, that's shari, that's permissible. That's just to help you with your work. That's not, doesn't come under prohibition. The gardoi asir, but the weaver's song, that's prohibited, because the content there is just for levity. So Rav Huna batil zimra. Rav Huna, he enforced that nobody should sing no song in his community. Kame avaze bezuzet. So as a result of that, so the price of geese crashed. In other words, he's observing the dinim. So he says 100 geese cost only one zuz, very little. And 100 sav wheat also one zuz. So the price of food was very cheap. Below ebay, and even with that cheap price, nobody even needed it. So Chista came along, he disparaged it, means he didn't try to enforce the rules. Ebay avaza bezuzah. He sought to get one goose for one zuz before the other place was getting 100. One zuz for one goose for one zuz below mishtaka. He couldn't even find it. He says, Amar Rav Yosei, and here's an important line of the Gemara, this, even if you remember nothing else from today's daf, remember this, Amar Rav Yosei, Zamri Gavri V'ani Nashe Pritzuta. If men sing and women respond, that's priestess. That's like a lewd and lascivious. He says, Zamri Nashe V'ani Gavri, if the women sing and the men respond, that's worse. That's Ke'esh Ben Oret. That's like fire on the flax. He says, my nafkamina, what did they're both prohibited. So what's the nafkamina? Which one was worse? Let's see, in a community, you can't get rid of both. So the second one, it was where the men are responding to the women, is worse because Rashi explains the men then focus on what the women are singing with intent to respond to them. So that's worse because Chazal teach us that, you know, Kol Be'isha Erva. So if I'm forced to think of it, it's the other way as well, but that's it. So Amar Rav Yochanan, let me just get to a little pause, then we'll break. Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Shota B'Arbamini Zemer, whoever drinks wine, the company of four types of zemer, which we'll identify, he brings five different types of punishment to the world. Shneamar, and he puts the pasuk in Yeshayah. What are the people get up early in the morning seeking shechar, intoxicating beverages? Then in the evening they want the wine. He says vayak, and here are the five. Vayak kinor one, benavel two, tof is the drum, bechalil the flute. So there's four types of music. He says. That's they're going to be having these four types of musical instruments, and they're drinking the wine. They're not going to focus on God's works. So that's bad news. So he quotes the pasuk. So out of ignorance, my people, the nation, went to galut. So the first point is you go into galut. So that's the first punishment. Now back in the pasuk, in other words. His glory is the people will die from famine. Shemavi and Rav Liolam too, and then the pasuk says Bahamono Sechat Sameh. The multitudes will be thirsty. Shegormin the Torah Shtachach Menom Da. Because the thirst means like thirst for Torah learning, that they're causing the Torah to be like diminished, and people will forget it. And then we're up to fourth. It's going back to the pasuk. By Shachadam Yishpal Ish, that man like was. You know, crouched down and man was brought down. Lechora, Shigomen Shiflut L'Sanos Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way Chazal understand it, when it says Vayishpal Ish, means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was brought low, means that Hashem, as a result of our Aveirot, he doesn't show himself in this world. So his honor is brought down. He doesn't. He's not like it was a base of Mikdash. It's one way, way people see it, but it, like so he means even Sonosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he brings Shiflos to Sonosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's for the Ein Ish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says Ish, it means Ribbono Shel Olam, Shenemar Hashem Yishmor Kama. And the fifth punishment is Beinei Gvohim Tishpalna, the eyes of the arrogant will be brought down. She go and Shiflos Shel Yisrael. Matibach Rav Lachain, from page the top line on Amud Beis, Lachain Hirchiva Sheol Nafsha. So Sheol, like hell, opens up. It's opens up. Parapia lebli poke. It's like the mouth, and hell opens up. The raid had the Rava Hamuna Ushona Ba'alazba. Like everything is going into that. All the people ending up there, and we'll see around. Anyway, the main point is that there's an isur. We're saying once you have the base of Mikdash from singing, but we said one heter is if the singing is for, you know, to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that would be allowed. But like singing, you know, to praise friendship or something like that. That's a good, that would be not allowed. That's the way that they had a malach of the riff. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara says, from you're right, from Bava Sanhedrin, right, from the time of Sanhedrin. Well, that's one shot. We can say, you're right, 40 years before the court in Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Any other questions in the Zoom world? Any other questions here? Everybody good? Okay. Well, that's the only choice we have. Okay. Now, let's keep moving. Now we're on the top line, on the third line on Memchet Amud Beis. And tonight, and tomorrow night, Blin Neder, 7 p.m. here. 7 p.m. here tomorrow night. 7 p.m. here in the Beis Medrash tomorrow night until 7:50. And then I think we may have the meal in the social hall. Talk to you after the daf. Okay. Okay. So the third line, Yishmeitu Nevi'im Arishonim. We said once the earlier Nevi'im died, the Ur Metumim didn't work anymore. So Ma Nevi'im Arishonim, Who the Nevi'im Arishonim? So Am Rav Huna is a David Ushmul Shlomo. So Rav Huna says, the Gemara is going to shlug him up soon. And he says, first of all, on the side, he says you should say Zeh Shmuel ben David and Shlomo. Anyway, but then the point is that Shmuel and Avi and David and Shlomo, that's the Nevi'im Rishonim. So Rav Nachman Amar, Rav David, Zimun Salik, Zimun Salik. So Rav Nachman says, during the time of David HaMelech, sometimes the Ur Metumim worked, sometimes it didn't work. He says, Sharei Sha'al Tzadok Va'al Talo. He says that David HaMelech posed a question to Tzadok, using the Ur Metumim, and he was able to get a response. Shal Eviatar below Altalo. He asked Eviatar, and he wasn't able to get it. So he ends up firing Eviatar. First, he asked Eviatar, and he couldn't get an answer. Then he asked Tzadok HaKohen. This is when he was fleeing from Avshalom, and he posed the question to Eviatar. It didn't work. And then he asked Tzadok. He says, Shenemar Bayal Eviatar. Bayal Eviatar means Eviatar got moved from his position and replaced by Tzadok. He says, so that's what the Gemara thinks, that from the time of David and Shlomo, after that, the Ur didn't work. So, Mativ, Rabba Bar Shmuel, so Rosh Shmuel asks a question from the following Pasuk of the Reyamim, which is talking about Uzziah. Uzziah was the 10th king of Yehuda, and he was originally righteous, and then he went off the Derech. This is when he was still righteous. It says, Vayilad Drosh Elokim, and the Bach corrects on the side, Vayilad Drosh Elokim, Bimei Zachar Yahu, Hamebin Barod Elokim. That he sought to find out what God was saying in the time of Zechariah, and this is not the famous Zechariah, it's Zechariah ben Yehuda. My love, but Urim Tumim, is it not Pasuk is referring that Uzziahu was posing a question through the Urim Tumim? Lo, ben Nevi'im. No, it means through the Nevi'im. So the Gemara says still, Tashema, a different Raya from the Bali Braisa. Yishkarabi ben Amikdash Rishon, Batlu Arei Migrash. From the time of the Purim Bayit Rishon, Batlu Arei Migrash means, I think, the Arei Levi'im, and they had, you know, zones around the city that didn't have that anymore. Upaska Urim Metumim. So here, this price says Mefurash that the Urim Metumim stopped working at the Korban Bayit Rishon, not when David and Shlomo and Shmuel, but much later after the Bayit Rishon. Upasak Melech Beit David, and then the Davidic monarchy ceased. In Lachashchad Amar, now maybe somebody says to you, and he quotes the Pasuk in Ezra, but Yomer Hatirshat Lahem, he says, that means Nehemiah is called Hatirshata. He says, "Ashayu l'plum mikodesh kadoshim adamot kohen l'urim etumim." He said that certain kohenim, their yichus was in question. He said, "You can't eat the kodesh kadoshim till we'll be able to ask the etumim, we'll be mevarer what your yichus is." So we see that the urim etumim lasted even during the time by Sheni, because the Nechemia is during the time by Rusheni. So at more low, the Bryce says you should say to that person, "Kadam shomer l'chaveiro ashiyachu meitim b'yavo mashiach v'David." You know, like the design the mashiach at kinnin. In other words, like, we'll find it out when the Mashiach comes. It means, doesn't mean that they're going to ask him right now. Elamar of Nachbar Yitzchak. So it means, so that you can be Mabatel. But in Achinami, the Bryce is Mefurash. The Rumatum existed during the time of the Rishon. El Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Manavim Rishonim. So Rav Nachman says, what does the Tana mean when he says that that after Tana Bim Rishonim, the Rav Nachman weren't around anymore? Means it lasted all the time until Chagai Zechariah Malachi, who were the Bim Achronim, and lived at the very end of by Rishon. Okay, so he says the Tan Rabbanan. Now the Gemara quotes Bryce that approved one way to say that the Chagai Zechariah Malachi were maybe Rishonim. That's the word Bim Achronim. Was Rashi takes it. The Tan Rabbanan. Mishmeitu Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Now in our gear, so we don't have that they were. The Nevi'im Achronim, but there are your souths that have that says that they were Nevi'im Achronim. The Stalka Ruach HaKodesh in Israel. So the Divine Spirit left Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, they used the Bakol. We're on midway down the column. He says, but nevertheless, they used the Bakol. Shapamachani Musumba Aliyah Be Guria Be Richo. Once they were in the upper, story of Be Guria in Yericho, in Jericho, and not only in Bakol Menashemayim, they heard a heavenly voice from Menashemayim, but Amra, Ishbacham Adamachat Shruishat Shechin Alav, is one of you that is Ru'i, is appropriate that Shechinah, God's divine presence, should rest on him. El Shein Dero Ru'i Lekach. But the generation's not Ru'i, so he would cut it, but the generation that cut it still doesn't get it. The Nui Le'im Behilah Zakein, they all looked at Hilah Zakein. So this clearly is taking place during the time of Bayit Sheni, And when Hillel HaZaken died, his pew, the given hesped, hey chassid, hey anav, what a chassid, what a pious person, what an honor, when you're humble, Tamidoshel Ezra, he's a Talmud Ezra, it doesn't mean literally, but figuratively, they were in an upper story in Yavne, so it's always in the Aliyah, I don't know why, because they're always in the attic, I don't know, all right. He says, heavenly voice, there's one of you that's really going to have the Shekhinah on him. So, but the generation is not worthy. He says, they all looked at Shmuel HaKatan. When the Shmuel HaKatan died, this first white line on the Mechanim base, hey, Anab, hey, Chassid, what a humble person, what a pious person. And he, Shmuel HaKatan, said at the time of his death, Shimon b'Yishmael l'charva, means Shimon, so Rashi explains, Rashi is 10 lines above the bottom on the right-hand column, Rabbi Shimon Shiganasi, that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he says, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha was a Kohen Gadol, he says, they're going to meet the sword. It was the Haruge Malka. In other words, I see the sword in their future, Shimon and Yishmael. The Chavrohi l'kala, and their colleagues are going to meet death in other ways, not by the sword. And if you look at Rashi, Laktala, Lashar Mi Token, Rabbi Akiva, Sarkupas Ferobas Koro, PPO Chabarzel, like Rabbi Akiva, they took like these combs, they ripped apart his flesh with double-edged sword, like the combs a double-edged sword. Tidam Brachot, Ruchanani ben Tradion Shinstrap, Khanam Tradion, the Rak the safe power burned him, Rabbi Huda ben Baba, the Lun Vyotra Barzel, Sanhedrin, where they pierced him with all these javelins. So back in the Gemara, on the second white line, Ushar Ama, the rest of the nation, Labiza. And it was going to be plundered. And terrible calamities are going to befall the Jewish people. And even considering Rabbi Yehudah ben Bava, they wanted to praise him as what a pious person, what of. So he was one of the Haruge Malchut, so they were afraid to give such a husband for him. He says, in other words, look at Rashi, in other words, they were afraid to give such a husband for somebody because, like, oh, you're pals with this person, he's executed, we'll get after you. So that was it. Anyway, the point being, let's just summarize what we did. Then the point being that the Urim and Tumim stopped after the Nevi'im Rishonim, and the Nevi'im Rishonim means the whole Bayit Rishon. Just at the end of Bayit Rishon, the Urim and Tumim cease functioning. Okay, we have 90 seconds for questions. I'm going to got to go. Who's got questions, comments, close, anything we did so far? Say it again, what? Yes, so that was slugged up. That's not correct. That was what Rav Huna said, but he was slugged up. Okay.
Oh,
what do you mean? The order? You mean, or what do you mean?
Is he talking about the Nechemia stuff?
No. He was asking about Rav Huna on line 4, said David Ushmul Shlomo. So he said, what about his opinion? So I said it got slugged up. then Daniel was saying, do you mean the order? Because the on time, the Yaakov.
Yeah, well, Shmuel should have come first.
It makes sense. Like David and Shmuel mentioned the Navi first, then he mentioned the kings, David and Shlomo. Okay, let's keep moving. Now, we're on the fourth, or the depends which side, but the third very wide line or the second very wide line. We're making the fourth very wide line or the third very wide line. When the base of the Mikdash was destroyed, so the Shamir, you know, stopped functioning. So, and the Shamir is like this type of worm that would come and cut through like the stones. So that's what the Shamir means. And there's a question, is this talking about the first base Mikdash, second base Mikdash? But there's an opinion that says it's talking about the second base Mikdash with the Shamir. So Tana Rabbanan, Shamir, Shabobna Shlomo Beit HaMikdash, the Shamir is this worm or, you know, that the Shlomo will use to build base Mikdash. Shenemar, Babayit Bibanoto, Evan Shleima Masanivna, that the Bayit means the base Mikdash when it's built, were complete stones that were used as they were quarried. In other words, they weren't cut further. The way they were quarried is the way they used it. So Hadrim Kiktavan the Rebbe Yehuda says that's the way it was, means they took these stones and then the Shamir would cut them and then that's the way they used the base mikdash, but they didn't apply chisels or anything. And the Pasuk continues, like the hammers and chisels, it wasn't hurt in building the only base to mikdash. So they quarried the stones and they're using it. And that's the Haftorah for Parshas Truma. He says, Amalu Reb Nechemia, V'chiv Shon Lomar, can you say such a statement? He says, V'lo Kvar Nemar, Kol Eila, V'nimi Kerod, V'gomer, V'go wrote with Magei Ra. He says, the only stones were like chiseled with the Magei Ra. Now, that pasuk is really talking about Shlomo's palace, but he takes it that it applied also to the base of Mikdash. So how does he deal with the pasuk that they said that there are any, you know, hammers and chisels at the base of Mikdash? In other words, they didn't hear it near the base of Mikdash. They chiseled it and then brought the stones over, and so you didn't hear it over there. So I'm a Rebbe, near into Rebbe Yehuda Ba'avli Mikdash. So Rebbe makes sure between the opinion. So Rebbe says, Rebbe Yehuda's opinion makes sense, but Avnei Mikdash, with the stones of the base of Mikdash, I don't think anybody, they weren't using any instruments. They did Rebbe Chemi, but Avnei Beito, but the stones for someone else's palace, yeah, they chose them for that. Yeah, Rebbe Chemi, Shamir, Lamayata. So anyway, now with the Shamir, now if you look at Rashi, the two lines from the bottom in the Rashi, on the right-hand column, Shamir Lamayata, Dimina Masecha Gittin, Shavu Shamir Al Yidei, Ashmedoi, Malka de Shedoi, that Ashmedai was the king of the Shadim, and he was able to produce this Shamir. So back in the Gemara, so according to Reb Nechemia, that they're cutting all the stones, so what do I need the Shamir for? And it was, they use the Shamir for something, so what are they using the Shamir for? So Shamir L'mayata, Yibayilei of the time, we need, like we learned the Braisa, Abanim Halalu, talking about the stones, for the Choshen, and for the Ephod, that the Kohen Gadol wears. He says, "Ein kotin otam b'dio." We don't write with ink on the stones. He says, "Mishum shenemar pituchei chotam." It says that they're like, I don't know, sealed stones, whatever. It says, "Meimisarkin aleim b'izmo." We don't incise them with an izmo. Mishum shenemar b'bilu otam complete. El kotev aleim b'dio. You write on them with ink. Umarela and shamir mibachut. And you introduce them to the shamir. He says, "Vehinev kotne aleim." And then the stones like break open. And it was like this. It means the stones had the names of the shvatim on them. And then there's different opinions of other things they had. So you'll like write it with ink on top of the stones. The Shamir somehow will see it. I guess I don't know, get them in there and cause the stones to like break open on their own those letters. Kita'ina zu, and here I don't know. My art school had a mistake. It said a date, but it contains a fig. What does your art school have, Kita'ina? Do they correct that? Or you look. All right. Anyway, Kita'ina zu, it should be a fig. Okay. Mine's the earlier edition, so it's date. Okay. Anyway, Kita'ina zu, like this fig, it breaks open in the summer, but it's not chaser at all. In other words, like he says, ukabikazu, like the valley, that breaks open in the when it rains, ain't a chaser klum. And then sometimes the earth, there'll be like a crack opening the earth, and so there's the same amount of earth there, but it's just opening, and that's the way these stones would work with the shemo. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Shamir, Zebriyato Kisu'ora. So the Bryce says that the Shamir, it's like the size of a barley seed. Sheshit Mei Breshit Negro was created during this, during Breshis. He says, V'ein Kol Dabar Kashesh Yecholam Avonav. Nothing hard to withstand it. But Mimish Shamir Oto, how do they keep it? How do you keep an eye on this Shamir? Korkan Oto Bespogim Shal Samer. They put like tufts of wool. V'nicho Oto Bishal Avar. They put it in a lead container. Filled with barley groats. So I'm a Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says Mishkor Mikdash Rishon, Batla Shira Pranda. Like the Pranda silk ceased after the court based Mikdash Rishon. It was a chukit Lebanon, white glass, and it was like had these fine products. They ceased having them. He says Tani Nami Hachi Mishkor Mikdash Rishon, Batla Shira Pranda. The Shira Pranda ceased. Was chukit Lebanon. Berechet Barzel, the iron chariots. Vishamim Afyain Karush Abami Sneer. He says, like this congealed wine that came from Sneer, Hadoma ki gulei dvela, similar to like the this fig cake that they would have. All right. We're going to wrap it up. We'll do it a little slower now. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Okay. Let me just wrap it up. Okay.
It sounds like it existed, but I don't know where they would find it, but he did it.
Okay, now, this, remember, Ashmedai, the king of the Shadim, they got it from him. Okay, now, okay, so 10 lines above the bottom, but Rashi's taking from the Gemara Masech Git, their next Masech Tafyomi, so we'll have this stuff in 9 3 months, and then you remember this Gemara, and then you stop. Okay, now, okay, the no fits to Bim, and then the Gemara says that, where's the Mishnah again? It said, so he says, the Mishnah said, Rabbi the Mikdash, Batel Shamir, the Nofet Sufim. Nofet Sufim ceased. So what's Nofet Sufim? The Nofet Sufim, my Nofet Sufim. Amarav, Solich Tzafa al Gabi Nafa. It's like this fine flour that rests on the surface of the sieve. The Domel Isha Shosha B'dvash Hashemin. It's similar to dough that's mixed with honey and oil. It's like a very rich flour, and that ceased or whatever. He says, it's like first like two loaves that we baked in an oven and expand one until each one touches the other one. Now it's based on the words, as he's darshing out the words. So Rashi explains the first one is saying nofet means the first shot means that which clings to the sieve, and nofet's what's it? Nofet sufim. What is it? Nofet sufim. Sufim means like floating. That's the first shot. And the second shot, he says that they're at safon tachuva avir. They're like it's like nof means like a branch that extends out. And the loaf is extending out. And he says so like sufze is like it's like floating. Or like the branch is like floating. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar is a Devash Shaba Mina Tzipia, so Orhat Sofim. It's a special honey that comes from Sofim. Sofim, the high mountains. That's Sofim and Rachpok. Nofet Sofim. I think that's easier when we say it in Yudid Nefesh. You know, what's the line? What do we say it every Friday night? Or maybe, can you give me a sitter? Let me look quickly. Okay, let me keep moving. Now, he says, so the Gemara says, my mashma. So how is that mashma that it means it's the honey that comes from the high mountains? To the targum, we have Rav Sheshe, but someone says should be Rav Yosef. Taman denatzun debriata. He says like the bees that fly the shaitan berumi mali ha'ibahais umakin dubshami ispetura, and they bring the honey from the grasses that are on the mountain. So it means that. And it's like there's a pasuk in Yamal says Kasher Tasena Hadivorim. So that's the way the targum is. It makes sense that it'd be Rav Yosef he was Baki in the targum. Okay, let me just look quickly for this thing. I wish we had brought the other one, but we have this. It's okay. One second. Okay, good. Yeah, it says yeah, Rav Lo Yedido Techa, maybe like I don't know, friendship or closeness be like pleasing, or more pleasing be nofet suf the whole time. The nofet suf, in other words, like this delicious honey, and then the whole time. Okay, now let's back in the Gemara. He says this we did. Okay, now okay, Tanana time. We're 8 lines from the bottom. Okay, Tanana time. We learned the Mishnah in Masechet Bachshirin. He says. Called nisok tahor. Now nisok is, let's say I have an upper keli, I'm pouring this tahor. I'm pouring to a lower keli, which is tame. So the question is, now there's like a river contact, you know, touching both. So usually the tumah doesn't go up. In other words, the nitzok is called a nitzok tahor. Chutz mi dvar zifim ba tzapichin. The honey of this thick honey from zifim and tzapichin, it's so thick and like it retracts. Like when we had this before. In other words, when I turn it back, it's like glue, like a bungee cord. Like it retracts back to the upper one. So then the tumah goes there. So my zifim, what are zifim? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Devashim is zifim, but like you can falsify it. It means it's so thick. You can add water to it or wine, and people don't know the difference. Reish Lakish Amar Al Shem Kamal. God says this is called Zifim based on the place where it comes from. Kitativ, Zifim Tel Mubalo. Yotzi Bidamar Atomer, Vova Zifim, Yamul Shaul, Alo Debi Begomer. It's a parak in Tehillim. There was a point in time I was saying this in the morning when we had, like, I think, different source in Eretz Israel. Vova Zifim, Yamul Shaul, Alo Debi Begomer. Zifim is Shul, Dab Zani with us. My Zifim. They were like false people. There was they said that they could deliver David to Shaul and they couldn't. He says, or that's where they came from. Okay, now, so Upaskon Shemana, so that was when the, let me just look back here. He says, the court based on Mikdash. So there's no more like faithful, like people have complete Amuna anymore. He says, Upaskon Shemana. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Elu b'nei Adam she'mamin b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those are people who put their full faith in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Gadol Omer, Kumi Shishol Pat B'Salo. If a person has enough bread for today, and this is a story, if I have a chance, I'm going to tell you the story. The Omer Ma Ochal Machar. He says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Is that enough for today? This is what I'm going to eat for tomorrow. Elu b'nei Adam. He's one of the people with little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. I know the Amar Rabbi Lezer, my detiv, Kimi Baz Liyom Tatnut. What causes the tzaddikim shibazbeis? What does it mean to it to be wasted? What is it to depleted? Yeah. So he says, who causes tzaddikim that their reward will be depleted in the future? Katnut sheyabehen shlomina b'kadosh baruch hu. In other words, the katnut. In other words, the ramuna was in shalem in this world. Rav Amar, Rav says the pasuk is referring to something different. Eluk tanei b'nei rishay Yisrael. Those are the offspring of people who weren't so righteous, and the offspring were killed. Shemabazbazim dinabim. Bazbaz here means like to rip off the din of their parents. La tilabo omrim lepanav. In the future, they're going to say to Ribbono Shel Olam, they're dead. And they're going to say to Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, me'achash ta'atili paramihen. Since you're going to take punishment for them now, lamekit shnei ambam. Well, why did you like cause them so much? You know, if you were punish them in this world, why do you want to punish them in the next world? So they suffered so much in this world from the death of us, so you should give them a break in the next world. Okay, now, that's it for today. Now, let me just, let me do a story quickly, then we got to talk, and then we'll be good. Okay, one second. What do you want me to do? Okay, now. All right. Now. Okay, so here's a brief story. It's hard to imagine the destitution of Warsaw at the beginning of the Second World War. A debilitating shortage of food and most basic amenities of life, something which virtually no one needs to deal with today outside of the third world. People were literally starving. A person who could afford to bring home enough of bread for his family was considered very fortunate indeed. Understandably, most people would eat only the minimum of any food purchased so as to make their meager stores last as long as possible. Virtually no one knew where their next crust of bread would come from, literally. Interestingly, the brisker Rav would eat his fill and wouldn't limit himself to save food from one day to the next. He constantly worked on bitachon and felt that leaving over was not appropriate for him. After all, in Sotah Memchet, Rabbi Elazar Gadol proclaims that anyone who has bread in his basket yet asks, what will he eat tomorrow? His little faith. So he says, in sharp contradiction to the brisker Rav completely eating his fill, his son, Rabbi Yosef Dov Zitzal, ate virtually nothing. He says, the brisker Rav could not chew the hard crust of the breads. His son would eat only those and nothing else. The son would eat the little hard crust. So the brisker Rav scolded him, the only reason why we don't have enough food for you, too, is that you insist on eating only the crusts and not your full share of bread. If you ate as much bread as you need, we would have enough for both of us. Rabbi Yosef Dov continues practice of only eating the crust, however. Years later, he explained, I didn't want to be a Baal Bitachon on my father's chesed. Okay, let me get back.
Tagaran.
Tagaran.
You're no longer visible or audible.
Are they going to nag?
Can't see or or hear you.
1 second, 1 second. Okay, now we got it. Okay, now you can see me, right? Okay, now we have me here. Okay, let me end the recording first of all. Let me end the recording. Oh, not pause. Well, stop recording.